The content in this audio recording provides general information. However, it does not substitute legal advice or opinion. This information is best used in conjunction with legal advice from an experienced member of our team. How child support works in Australia. For any parent who is unable to see their children, or do not have as much access to their children as they would like, and yet pay child support, there is often much confusion as to why this may be the case. Here, we will unpack how child support is determined, why it might change, or why a parent may not see their child as much as they may like. Care arrangements and child support are often confused as one and the same. While they are connected, they are two very different concepts. When no agreement can be reached, care arrangements are determined under the Family Law Act. When it comes to care arrangements, who the children spend more time with or are in the care of is determined based on either what you and your child's other parent agreed upon or what a court decided was in the child's best interests. Child support is the financial contribution for raising your children and is usually assessed by the Child Support Agency, also known as Services Australia. It is largely determined by using a formula based on income, age of the children, and the amount of time your child is in your care. But how do child support payments work? Initially, when determining child support, there are two ways this can be calculated, either by Services Australia or by an agreement negotiated between parents. The first option is for an administrative assessment to be done, resulting in a parent's application to the agency. This assessment uses a strict formula that takes into account the parent's income, the children's ages, and the respective parent's level of care for the children. For example, where one parent may have more time with their child, if the child is an infant and still being breastfed, the parent who has less care of the child will likely be the one to pay the other child support. After this initial assessment, Services Australia then has the ability to amend an assessment if the care arrangements change. This means, for example, that if at any time one parent is limiting access to a child, that parent may have the ability to approach Services Australia for a reassessment of the other party's child support obligations. The other option is to put in place a binding or limited child support agreement, which has been negotiated between you. This is when parents decide between them what kind of child support is going to be paid by whom and how it is going to be paid. These types of agreements should ideally include a degree of flexibility, so if the care percentage changes significantly, there is room to move in the agreement. Important to note, however, is that if the person receiving child support has less than 35% care, the agreement terminates unless the agreement itself provides for a period of suspension of the agreement during that period. How does the law determine the best interests of a child? There are two primary considerations when looking at the best interests of a child. The first is the benefit to the child of having a meaningful relationship with each parent. The second consideration is the need to protect the child from risk of harm. Where there is an allegation of risk of harm, the law says the judge must prioritise the need to protect the child over and above the benefit of the child having a meaningful relationship with the parents. This might mean that in order to protect a child but still maintain a relationship with a parent, time will be allowed, but it will either be supervised with an agreed supervisor or at a supervised contact centre. Where there is an allegation of risk of harm, the court may make a supervised contact order on an interim basis until the evidence about the risk of harm is determined by the court on a final basis. The parent who is having access to their child withheld or limited is able to request an urgent court listing date if they have not seen their child for some time and they believe the absence is damaging the child's relationship with them. Whether or not they are allocated an urgent date, however, is determined by the court. When might a parent's access to children be impacted by the court? As an example, one situation of how access can be impacted may be that there is a father who is not getting much time with his children. He is paying child support in accordance with obligations. However, there's been an allegation by the mother that there is some risk of harm to the children. The court, irrespective of the fact that he is paying child support as required, has to look at the risk of harm element in parenting arrangements before making a decision about time. In this example, it is weighed up in terms of the child's best interest to be spending time with the father and what that time should look like. This is not to say child support obligations are inconsequential in court. When it comes to a parenting case, the judge can look at whether or not a parent is paying child support, and if a parent is not fulfilling their obligations to maintain the child, the court may draw a negative inference as to how that may reflect their attitude to parenting responsibilities. A failure to maintain a child properly can be just one of many factors taken into account when a judge is determining the best interests of a child. However, it is not something significant enough to be the deciding factor in what determines the case in either party's favour. Generally speaking, recovery orders, where one parent has taken a child away, are given top priority, followed by other parenting-related matters. Matters relating to parenting are also typically prioritised over property matters in the courts. In cases where alleged sexual abuse may be involved, the court is the first port of call for most applications. There is a special list in the family courts called the Magellan List. That list prioritises cases relating to vulnerable children, inclusive of sexual assault matters, and it can hear them faster than in other less urgent matters. The goal of the Magellan List is to get results within a few months, which is generally much faster than the average 12 to 18 months you would be looking at for a parenting case to be determined in the court, finally, under normal circumstances. So while there is some connection between child support and parenting care arrangements, they are determined in different ways and separately. Paying child support obligations alone is not enough of a factor for access or visitation to be given if it is not considered by the court to be in the best interests of the child or children.